Five Counties, One Station. You're listening to Beat. It is Sunday, of course. It's time for cinema, movies, the film, as we say in Ireland. Brian's over there.
Well.
How's it going?
Good. We've both been off.
We have. Where have you been? Well, I know where you've been because you're a social media
addict. Star. I went around the country trying takeaways.
And you had a fry.
I did.
That was a weird one, I thought.
Well, So I drove 1,200 kilometres in 3 days.
Okay.
So I wanted to do 3 takeaways a day. I normally don't eat that much food in a day.
Right.
So after the first day, I was pretty much stuffed going into the second day. So I actually only did 3 the first day, 2 the second day, and 1 the third day.
That's okay.
But the second day, I wanted to start early. Takeaways normally open at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted to go somewhere, I wanted to go somewhere that opened fairly early. This place opened at like 8 a.m. and they do like a breakfast.
And did they get an award for their breakfast?
They won best takeaway in Ulster.
Where are they in Ulster?
Near Strabane in Tyrone.
Okay.
I'd never really stopped in Tyrone.
And it was just like, to me, a takeaway is stuff I don't really make myself, like Greek food or Thai food, you know? Whereas a fry is a fry.
I'd never cook a fry for
myself. No?
I'd make sausages. But
you were very enthusiastic about it.
I loved it.
The beans and the mushrooms for summer.
The beans were lovely. Sometimes you get a takeaway beans and they're just
they're
like...
cheap beans.
Yeah.
Mm.
This was good beans.
There you go.
But I thought it was really clever because, just the way like a chipper isn't really useful until like dinner time. It's like, this was perfect. It was a good idea to use the same sausages you'd have for
So they're deep frying all their breakfasty stuff.
Well, you can watch them. They're cooking it on the
grill. So they're cooking
the
grill, on the flat pan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right.
They really made the...
Brian and Diane is the Instagram account.
Yeah.
Check him out. Eating food around the country. That's basically his tagline.
That's basically my social life.
In its van.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to review a Bradley Cooper film that Bradley Cooper is in. And I went looking for clips. And even though Bradley Cooper isn't the main star, all the clips are of Bradley Cooper. Yeah. This is called Is This Thing On? I love the backstory of this. It's based loosely around a time in the comedian John Bishop's life. And it's the story of Alex and Tess. And as their marriage quietly unravels, Alex, who's played by Will Arnett, faces middle age and an impending divorce, and he seeks new purpose in the New York comedy scene. Brian's been to see it. His face tells a tale.
Mm.
You can't see his face, so let him explain after this.
You've always been the funniest guy in the room forever, right? Ever since college, and now that you're actually pursuing it.
I'm not pursuing.
You're going to kill it. It's inevitable. And it kills me that I hate it so much, because I have always gotten comfort in knowing that you settled, that you're a settler. And I'm the guy who, even though, you know, is going for it. That's my thing.
Jesus, balls.
I know. It's been a lot for me to carry around.
Just so nothing gets misconstrued, I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you do whatever you want.
I don't.
Look, it doesn't matter. You don't have to justify yourself. You're famous now, anyway.
What are you talking about, man?
Look, you don't have to justify yourself. Listen to me, to anybody. Not to Tess, not to anybody. Just like Tess doesn't have to justify herself to you.
Justify what?
Nothing.
Is testing someone?
No.
There you go. That's called Is This Thing On? Well, we know the backstory. Bradley Cooper, who directs it, was on Graham Norton, and John Bishop was there too. Okay. Did you hear this?
I don't watch talk shows.
Well, I only hear this on the radio. And John Bishop...
Oh, yes, I listen to the radio.
As you should. And John Bishop was telling Bradley Cooper how himself and his wife had broken up and now they're back together.
Good for them.
And that he started comedy because of it. And Bradley obviously thought, movie. And nice one for John Bishop.
He's one of the writers.
Yeah, and you obviously would buy the rights to someone's story as well. So, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Well, go on, tell us. You look so unimpressed by this.
So, whenever there's a movie about comedians, you're always thinking, hey, this is going to be a funny movie.
Not.
It's always the most depressing movie you've ever seen in your entire life. So like I see it's a comedy drama, and it's like it very much is like 80-20 drama comedy, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy played by Will Arnett, who is kind of notorious for playing depressed characters now when you think about it.
Like, was he not in Step Brothers?
No, that's Will Ferrell.
No, as in one of the side characters. Is he an SNL star, Will Arnett?
I don't think so.
Go on anyway, I'll look it up for you.
But he's played BoJack Horseman very famously, which is notoriously a famous depressed person. Probably one of the most famous depressed people of all time.
Okay.
And he's also like played Batman in the Lego Batman movie, and Batman is very depressed in that as well, to be fair. So I suppose typecast. But he played like basically this guy in an unhappy marriage with Laura Dern, and they kind of, they're separating, and he tries stand-up comedy and he just enjoys it, and it has a benefit in his life, and he's kind of happier in himself.
Right.
So essentially it's, man is sad, man takes up hobby, man is happier.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty much the whole story.
And did you go into it knowing it was John Bishop's story?
Didn't know a thing about it. I saw it was a movie with Will Arnett and Bradley Cooper. I saw was involved, and I didn't even know he was directing it.
And you just saw that John Bishop was one of the writers?
I didn't even know that. Didn't even know. I kept
wondering.
Would
it be a better movie for you if you knew it was John Bishop's story about his wife and their marriage when they had young kids?
I couldn't really care less whose story it was. It's like it's a boring story, no matter where it's from. I think the Americanism of it probably ruined it. Because if John Bishop would have probably been in like Liverpool or something, and it would have been much more kind of probably
jokes,
realistic telling. And he probably
the jokes funny?
Oh, it's more so like he goes on a depressed rant, but because these people don't know he's depressed, they're like, this is kind of funny.
Okay.
And he kind of becomes known as being like a depressed comedian. There was like one or two jokes in the movie that I actually did laugh at and said, that was funny.
Mm.
But you know what's bad when you're looking back and thinking, how many times did I laugh on that? Rather than like, I couldn't stop.
Okay.
So I wouldn't, if you're going in looking for a comedy, don't. But as I was saying to you before we came in, that like, this is the Pina Colada song, if it was a movie.
Yeah, because it's meant to be fun, but there's a sad side to it.
No, but it's literally like, I didn't know that you like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain.
That's it.
Like, genuinely, like, it's the storyline of the movie. It's like, oh, I actually like doing these things. I didn't know you liked doing these things.
And Bradley Cooper is in it as well as directing it. And it says in it, from the people who brought us A Star Is Born, a.k.a. Bradley Cooper. And it has kind of elements of that sadness that A Star Is Born has in it. When I was watching the clips, it was quiet.
He's not as depressed as he was in A Star Is Born.
But it's not even that. It's that it was so quiet and thoughtful and kind of meandering or something, the clip that I was watching, where they're kind of talking about their successes as adults and what they expected from each other when they were growing up.
And maybe I'm just not at that stage of my life yet.
Yeah, maybe not, but also I wasn't entertained by that, is what I'm trying to say. Oh, okay. It just really reminded me of a very quiet kind of, I don't know, just kind of,
it
didn't have the crack. And John Bishop is a good comedian. I do expect John the crack Bishop, from him.
John Bishop is a good comedian, but I can't remember the last time I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch John Bishop.
I suppose
10 years ago, I would have been like, hey, John Bishop is great. But.
And this is a story of that time when his kids were smaller and he was a younger man and he discovered comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's not enthused.
No, not very enthused.
Anyway, I got Will Arnett mixed up with Adam Scott, who was in Step Brothers.
Yes, he was in Step Brothers.
And they're very similar looking, I have to say. So, go me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it some black puddings there, Brian. Out of 10, please.
Out of 10, yeah. We hear that our colleagues last week were giving out of 5. Illegally. honestly, I would say like a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
And it looks like it was a short enough movie, was it?
2 hours and a minute.
What? It looks like it should be 90 minutes tops.
That's... A comedy movie, if it's a comedy, and I think this should be the key thing going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a comedy movie, it should be a tight 90.
Exactly.
If not, like 86.
Yes, yes.
And it's one of those things that it's self-indulgent, I feel.
Okay.
And I feel like it's one of those things, like, it's like the power of comedy. It's like, I can really help you. But it's just like, you're clearly just like, not communicating is the issue. That's okay. Like the issue in the marriage is they're not communicating.
Okay.
Not that he's not
Brian
doing
could have fixed
comedy.
That in 10 minutes. But you're saying communicate.
I wouldn't be bothered with it.
Okay. 5 black puddings out of 10. Anyway, it's called Is This Thing On? It stars Will Arnett, Laura Dern, directed and also co-starring Bradley Cooper as well. Thank you. Have you anything to look forward to movie wise over the next few weeks?
The Send Help looks good. The one with Rachel McAdams. But I feel like it's I feel like now to throw out my like movie connoisseur things, like the Triangle of Sadness that was like that. No, it wasn't a French movie, was it? No, but it was like a more indie film festival movie.
Mm, that was the one on the boat and everything.
Yeah. And I feel like it's giving that vibe remade for the American audience.
I didn't like Triangle of Sadness at all.
Oh, really?
No.
I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was quite fun.
No. No, and I watched it in like lots of different, like it took me a while to watch it. I watched it in chunks.
Well, that's probably why you didn't enjoy it.
It gave me sadness.
I don't know. I don't know. Even with the Beatles thing,
but that's in 2027.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, but the more I think about it, the more I'm not. So.
It's 2027.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5 black puddings out of 10 for Is This Thing On? Hopefully, he'll find a movie he likes because you know.
The Michael Jackson trailer. Oh, yeah. That looks
great.
Pretty good.
Really good. Killian played that for me. Thanks a million, Brian.
No problem.